Out of
where?
Good morning, Lagos. 13 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's What's Up, Lagos, baby?
Yeah, Monday edition. This is how we start the week. How was your weekend, guys? Although it's none of our business, but I hope it was good.
It is my business. I like to be in people's businesses. That's why I am here.
All right, stick your face in.
That's why I'm here. Please feel free to get me in your business. I like it there.
And someone told us that he was in traffic for 6 hours on the car road driving into Lagos. Julius.
Oh, yeah. That part.
I want to beg Mr. Julius Berger.
No. You didn't get his name right. Sorry. Julius Badger.
Julius Badger. I want to beg you, sir. Sorry, please, sir. As you are doing that road there, just give us alternative now. Something to put our foot on. People spend 4 hours to 6 hours to 10 hours on that road. It's normally a 20-minute journey. Please. This is not standoff. This is us begging you. Please. Thank you,
help
sir.
Help us to help you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. All
right. My name is Mary Andy Cocone. I have looked forward to today. I tell you what, my weekend was great, but then I looked forward. I planned. I prepared. I even had a new hair. You know, nice dress. Everything.
Beautiful.
Just to be here for you. What's up, Lagos?
All right. My name is Stretch. I don't have hair. My choice.
No connecting, Biabia.
Excuse me. You will see. She's used to people who are like cavemen. I'm not caveman.
I like bearded men.
You like bearded men?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like
full beards. Not the ones that are trying to connect.
This is correct beard. Correct beard that you touch and you feel the beard oil in it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean.
All right, it's 10:14 on the clock, 10:15 in a few seconds. Let's sound off. We're almost out of time, and that is when we talk. We'll bring the story to you. We'll tell it as it is, and we don't let you come in.
Mommy and daddy.
Mommy and daddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sound Off.
Life can be fun,
but life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbadugba, has been arraigned before an Ogba magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off.
Issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Give dates.
Oh, yeah. All right, Joker Time is 10:15 on the clock, and it's time for Sound Off, where we get to bring stories to you, things to you that really have touched us and it should be touching you. All right, so 2021, these are the figures. Insecurity in Nigeria has been what it has been. But there's something in Nigeria called security votes. Security votes. And this has been going out by state. Well, without doubt, insecurity is one of the fundamental and notorious challenges currently facing Nigeria, the most populous nation in the continent of Africa. The problem has grown in proportion, sophistication, and gravity, especially with regional militia groups mutating with no restraint. Well, going on, amidst this unfortunate situation, it is shocking. It's a shocking revelation that state governors and local government chairmen in the 36 states of the Federation collect 375 billion naira.
You had to clear your voice for that.
Yes, I had to. 375 billion naira annually in the name of security votes. An act not provided for in the Nigerian constitution or any known law in the country. This amount excludes those collected annually by the president if they collect security votes, vice president if they collect security votes, leadership of the national and state assemblies, they collect security votes, ministers collect security votes, and other top government officials. Now, the clincher in this, the last part of this, let me just go to the last part of this. Regrettably, in recent times, the president said in the recent media chat, that was 2021, President Muhammadu Buhari said he had to send back two Southwest governors back to their states when they came to his office to complain about insecurity in their states after collecting the monies.
For those of you who are wondering what security votes are, let me give you some background to it.
She's our teacher here now.
Yes. So security votes in Nigeria is a monthly allowance that is allocated to 36 states of the Federation within the Federal Republic of Nigeria for the sole purpose underline, sole purpose mm-hmm. of funding security services within mm-hmm. the 36 states,
yeah.
including the FCT.
Mm-hmm.
The monthly fund runs into billions of naira billions and vary based on the level of security required by the individual state, such as River State, yeah. who faced security threats such as pipeline destructions, kidnapping, etc., etc. They receive a large, in fact, the largest security vote funds. Security votes have not been widely accepted by Nigerians. Of course, we know that.
Mm-hmm.
And as most have claimed that such funds are being abused by state governments because of how these funds are disbursed and is not accountable to any agency. Don't forget, it's shrouded in secrecy.
Not accountable.
State governments are advised to use their discretion in ways on how to spend. Now, let me bust your brain. Let's go to the different states and how much they earn. In the Southeast, we start with Imo State. 33.333 million
monthly.
And 4 billion annually.
Mm-hmm.
Enugu State, 600 million monthly. 7.2 billion annually.
Yes.
Anambra, 850 million naira monthly. 10 billion naira monthly.
Annually.
Annually, I beg your pardon. Abia State, 700 million naira monthly. 8.4 billion naira annually. Ebonyi, no record.
No record. That one could pass.
That one is more.
Sasat. Sasat.
Let's bring it home to South South. Cross River State, 500 million monthly, 6 billion naira annually. River State, 1.5 billion naira
monthly,
18 billion naira annually. Akwa Ibom State, 1.8 billion naira monthly, 21.6 billion naira annually. Edo State, 900 million naira month. I mean, I'm tired.
No, read Delta, please, before you stop.
Delta State.
2 billion naira every month. 2 billion. Let's just Lagos State Nko, 1.429 billion monthly. That another 1. See, public there's the, public the, order and safety.
And Lagos zone is broken down.
Yes.
For public order and safety, 1.297 billion naira.
Yes.
For social protection, 132.5 million naira
monthly.
For social protection. 17.149 billion naira annually.
Oh, thank God. I'll be governor.
These are security votes.
Yes, security votes.
Now, we're hearing, it always amuses me when we hear, when these things make news, that local government officials are pocketing the money.
Yes.
I know that there have been several civil society organizations, many journalists who have said and written to government to make us understand why these votes are shrouded in so much secrecy.
No law.
Something
backing.
That, in fact, by
There's
the way,
no
it's
law.
Not democratic.
No.
Just so I, just
no
so we
law
let you
is
know,
backing it too.
It's not democratic. It's something that was brought in from the military era into a democracy. Something that we call a democracy because it's nascent.
Yeah.
And today they're telling us monies that they don't want us to know how they disperse,
state,
how they use it.
Annually,
they're telling
state,
us that local government officials are pocketing it.
All right, so let me just ask this question. If we're giving you this amount, if you are taking, not we're giving you this amount of security votes and we're still not secure, what should happen? One. And two, as this country is moving on now, in the poverty, in the exchange rate, in everything going on, these security votes are still coming in. The kidnappings.
Yes.
What is going on in Kaduna, where they're kidnapping people everywhere. It's more than 700 local government areas of the country, we're still paying out security votes.
Yes, and Mr. President, I remind you, has sent two state governors away.
Go back. I give you security votes.
You have security votes.
What are coming to
what
me
do you want
do?
Federal government
what
to do?
What do you want me to do again? Federal government collect. Ministers collect. Yes. National Assembly,
the
State
Vice
Assembly,
President.
They collect security votes.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm really curious as to how these monies are dispersed. Yes,
in
we
cash,
have the FOI. No. Mm. We have the FOI, but the FOI has limitations.
Yes.
I just want to let you know, Nigerians. There's a Freedom of Information Act, but you see, the freedom is limited.
Yes.
In a democracy.
Very limited.
And then they're always very quick to tell us that this money is missing and that money is missing.
Mm.
How do we get these monies back? Who took the money?
Upon this one, people are still taking more monies.
People are dying, by the way. A DPO is still in custody. He was kidnapped. Let's not forget the inspector that was kidnapped. He had to pay 700,000 to get his release. That's a police officer.
Yeah.
I wonder what will happen to us, mere Nigerians. In the midst of such insecurity, security votes are flying
still
left, right,
out.
And center. But we cannot see what these monies are used for.
Used for.
We'll let you think on these things.
And that's what's sound off.
It's what's up, Lagos, baby.
All right, check your time is 10:32, and this is What's Up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yeah, and that lady, her name is Lade, and the song is Adulthood and a Scam, just to clear the path for what we're going to be talking about this morning, the first part of the show. Now, let's check this out. Everybody has a memory. Memory of when you were growing up. We want to share, want everybody to bring it up. Forget about what's going on now. Yeah, there's no money. I'm married. I have 6 children. I'm doing this.
Is it possible to forget about it?
To go about and say, look, that was those days. Now, we're going to ask everybody to, we have opened a big basket. There's a big basket here. Drop your fondest childhood memory. The fondest childhood memory. Aww. When you used to go to those parties, you used to branch houses that you used to eat anywhere. You brand somewhere, they say bring food.
You used to eat anyway.
Yes, my neighborhood, Jero. They will tell me, come there, they will come and have their food, their rice is smelling different. Your mother has cooked rice, but you eat next door.
Ah, long truth.
Yeah, leave it.
Yes. Big yeah.
Share you go play table soccer. You used to play table soccer. 10-10 outside.
So we used to play.
Playing in the rain.
Square for the girls.
Okay.
And then I like police and thief because I was a tomboy, so I mean I played a lot with
tomboy.
The boys.
You tomboy.
A lot of people don't believe it, but I was a super tomboy. But the media changed me. I used to be a
thank you media. All right.
I never, but see, sincerely, police and thief, we used to call it war scatter. Yeah, that's true. That I used to play a lot.
All right, let's do this now. Yeah, I need for us to get this on the table. What is that childhood memory that you can never forget?
Fondest.
I know there could be many for you. What is that
the one that gives you that really warm, fuzzy feeling that
you can sing this song? Adulthood and Scam.
I wish
you know?
I could go back to being
us,
a child.
They tricked us to let us grow up. They tricked us to us grow up.
No, but I think we also were in a hurry to grow up. As in, I think that we all like.
We used to rub. You know, when I was growing up,
I wanted to grow up so fast.
Okay, I wanted beard. You know, I'll rub.
Spirit.
Spirit. Rub it. There's something called sofa eights. We rub it on our face. But tell us that memory, that childhood memory that you can't get away from, that keeps at you, all right? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a woman, if you're a lady, 01.
The ones that you do not like.
She knows. The one that don't call. 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. Please enter with What's Up, Lagos? That's the key. Without that, won't let you in. So do that as long as short as you want. Then you have your 60 seconds to let your comment be known. Come on, let's do this.
All right, let's go. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Okay, we just gave you the order.
Oh, yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Oh, yeah, enter like zero that. Enter you. Like that. Zero to you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Stress and Mediano Kun.
Yeah, good morning. What's up? Don't laugh at me.
My name is Godunetim. I'm calling in from Lekki.
Nsido.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Mesere.
Okay. The memory that I'm very fond with when I was a child. You know, this number one is this tennis, this table football.
Table tennis.
That one we use is a bottle of Coke or Fanta. Yes.
Table soccer.
Yes, table soccer. Right? We use this bottle of Coke or Fanta, you know, to set players. And those are our players.
Button of shirt to be your ball.
Yes, and then when I use a paper to mute a goal post.
We use packet of sugar as a goal post.
Yes.
Cut the packet of sugar into two. All right. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Childhood memories. We're bringing it on the table. Come on.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Bosunu Eko.
Yeah, this is your guy again, Philip.
All right,
Philip. AP1.
Oh, yeah, now, Aburu Garage.
The one I'm so fond with is when we are rolling tires.
Hey!
Oh, I love it. Oh, wow. I need to stop saying these things.
That yes, time, Balaji, you know that time Balaji just passed away?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know that fine that we say, that fine is our Christmas.
Why are you
day.
Asking me that?
That is the fine we used to do Christmas. That
okay,
time.
Say
care, but that time it was so fun.
Yes.
Nobody cared about clothes.
Yes.
On Christmas Day.
Yes.
Yeah, mommy can say that.
Oh, that's speak for yourself. Yeah, we care about clothes. What do you mean by that?
You know that pint.
Yeah, pint.
Pint. It's different from pants. Pint. Thank you very much.
So
let me just drop this. There was a J5 pants too.
Yes.
Boys wore it a lot.
J5.
Kids, yes.
Yeah.
It was called J5. There they also, wrote J5 on it.
There also rainbow pants that had like 7 colors. Blue, majorly blue and 7
oh,
colors.
No.
So those ones are pints, not pants. Because it serves as shirt and trousers.
I'm trying not to laugh. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Dr. Ayodele.
Dr. Ayodele? Okay, yeah. You're driving. Oh, yeah, doctor, tell us, what's that fun childhood memory you have?
Childhood memory.
Yes.
I can't just forget in a hurry.
Okay.
When we played this table soccer.
Table
so there was
soccer.
A day we didn't have the ball. You know, the button is what we used to do. Ball.
Yes, you remove from
so
your
So I
shirt.
Went inside my mommy's wardrobe. So
simple.
I saw my auntie's, my sister's Christmas clothes.
Yes.
Maybe it was Christmas clothes or choir uniform.
You took one button.
I removed it.
Hey.
I removed the two buttons.
Hey!
That day.
The beating that was coming your direction.
Do you know those days? That, not like these days, like when you keep beating your child, you see your neighbors and say, please, now don't beat. Those days, you need to come and tell our neighbors. All of them were just fearing me slap. All of them divided by two. Another one comes. Okay, what's you? Pull out. Another one. Okay, pull out. It was like community
meeting
then.
It's a community
meeting. Well, Jerry, you were just a child.
Thank you. And now he's a doctor, you know. Yeah.
You know, I'm sure one of the people that said this will not go on Sabi.
I'm
it's
telling
now
you,
play day your
very
head.
Very useless.
You open this head now and play.
Very useless. It's a community meeting. I love it.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey! Hey!
Stretch to life, stretch.
You have had breakfast, Abby.
Let's squeeze the life.
Stretch it.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Jonah, calling from Iguepo.
Jonah!
Jonah, go ahead. Is
what
it Jonah or Donah?
Stretch. Let me tell you, because my even my brother there, because they don't gather you for one
Friday.
Place, they keep you for one corner.
I they tell you, one corner.
It is where the Lord is at stretch.
Amen!
When I remember my childhood story, when we normally usually go to river, back then, you know, I'm from north, from Borno State.
Okay.
Besides, asking about local government.
Okay.
You know, so we are going to catch fish in the river. My father always tell us, do not come late, always come 4 or 5. But we stubborn it until we make sure it's 8, 9, 10 before we now begin to come back home.
Yay.
So there's one old man for our village. You know, normally all those old people, they have some things in their body. They call some hyena, some lion.
Yeah.
So that very faithful day in the night, when on our way for me, so we are close to our, you know, close to our community.
Yes.
So almost close to our house. We just hear hyena, and I'm the one behind. I'm the one last. So I just hear something, just say, woo! You know, like this old boy.
Next time when your father says go home early, you go home early.
Is there hyena? God forbid.
You know what?
God forbid.
This has to be a joke. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio. Walk away from it. Thank you.
Turn off your radio.
Radio.
Go away.
Oh dear. I'm going to have to let you go. Please turn off your radio before you call us. It's that easy. That way you can hear us and we can hear you clearly, okay? Now, if you're just joining us, it's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we're talking about your fondest childhood memories. It's Monday. Fondest. Let's just calm.
Take it easy.
You know, just lean back because you're already, Monday comes with its own stress. But we need to...
Lean back. I know someone who, when she wakes up on Monday morning, next first thing is, it's Monday now. Come here.
I kind of like Mondays. I look forward to it. Honey, look at me.
Have you seen your doctor?
No, I love Mondays. But anyway, we're talking about fond childhood memories. What is that thing that when you remember as a child, it gives you that warm and fuzzy feeling? Yeah. You feel like you want to be a child again.
Goosebumps.
You know, what is it?
Because and you know adulthood is...
I have too many. I have too many.
Can we
too
share?
Too many.
I had my first fight when I was in primary 3.
Oh.
And this guy was bigger than I. So I had this friend who's my cheerleader. This boy, DK, I can never forget. DK, wherever you are now, God will judge you. So you know this guy is bigger than me. You know.
DK is your motivational
DK
speaker.
DK will tell me, good job. You know, see, you punch him in the stomach first. But once you cry, I said, and DK didn't tell me what I'll do after the punch to the stomach. So when I got there now, the guy, stop laughing. So the guy was in front of me. The guy provoked me. I could have just gone away.
You'd have run. I always
gone away. You know, there's this thing you can say, okay, it's not your fault. You can go.
Mm.
But then I said, it's not your fault. DK was looking at me, punching. I remember what DK said, punch him in the stomach first. But before anything,
I feel sorry for you.
I punched the guy in the stomach, beam. The next thing, I couldn't see.
Hey, he tear his lap.
My eyes. I was looking for DK. I couldn't see DK.
I can imagine how little you were.
Yes. His stomach was right in front of me. So I'm sure the guy was seeing the center of my head. I punched him, talking DK said she punched him. Boom!
Oh,
after that punch, I couldn't see again. DK, God would judge you for leading me astray.
That's not a fun job.
God will judge you. Yeah.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lego? Sorry, if that was you, please call us back.
Stop
apologies.
Stop laughing at me.
Everybody has stopped.
It happened a long time ago. DK, God will judge you.
I think we got a message from
Joey.
Yes, from Surile, right?
Okay, I think the WhatsApp is trying to remember his childhood memories. So let's see.
Let's go back to the phone line.
Comes up in a bit.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello,
what's up, Lagos?
Hey,
what's your name, sir?
Stretch to life.
Stop.
Hello.
What's your name, sir? Good morning. I think you move away from that transformer.
Transformer.
You're standing near something that is reacting.
Sorry, can I hear you better now?
No.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let you go. We can't hear you.
Sorry. All right.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Ow.
Please,
hello.
On the radio.
What's up?
Stretch to life. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Don Christ King.
Don Christ King.
Yeah, I'm calling you from Nigeria.
All right, Don.
All right, Don.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
My childhood memories. I don't know if you remember Monkey Post.
Yes, ma'am.
This very day, we went to play Monkey Post.
I
forgot that my mom asked me to do something at home. So I was feeling like the Ronaldo that I am. See, after that, the beating they gave me, I would have been the Messi of today, seriously. I would have been the Messi.
Because they were merciless on you. Are you serious? They beat you, left football.
My thought, even if I still look at my mom, I say, Mom, you know I'm supposed to be a footballer, but
beating is still resonating. Sorry.
Something else.
Sorry.
Don.
Sorry. Don't deal with you.
don't do you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
This one is still enjoying his childhood.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Stretch to life.
What's your name, sir?
Morning.
I'm Jolly from Lagos Island.
Jolly, drop it on us.
I remember my childhood. my primary school. No, my own is just to fight. I don't know anything about fighting.
Oh, God.
DK would have been your best friend, DK.
So, yeah, I love to fight. I had an issue with my classmate then. I have to fire somebody catapult in his eyes. And
Your parents would have been coming to school too many times.
Jehovah,
yeah, I was beating that. I couldn't sit down on my seat. I hated that teacher. Now I'm still looking for that man. funny enough, my cousin brother was in that class from my six. He told them to hold me, and he flogged hell.
Thanks for sharing, yeah.
I feel like if I share some of my, not the very fondest, but the ones that I can never forget, because you see this mark on my body.
You have
it's
mark.
It's Kane.
Kane, eh? no.
Because in my secondary school, so I was the tiniest in my class.
Me too.
Till maybe my SS2.
Okay.
I started growing small.
Okay.
But I was the tiniest and I looked for trouble. I remember that.
You still look for trouble in the studio, yeah?
No.
It's not that I'm a nice guy.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Femi, I'm a very good girl.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Khan.
Go on.
Anyway, so it was my birthday, and as usual me, I was the number one on the noisemakers list with 10 stars.
Okay.
And this government, I can never forget, a government teacher, it was my birthday, bought me a brand new wristwatch and I wore it to school. And they wrote names of noisemakers. That day, I promised I did not make noise.
But they remember the one you have made in the past.
They put my name.
How can they put name of noisemaker without putting your name?
So there's nothing I can tell this man because he knows me
you're
as
always
a...
there.
They beat me.
Mm-mm.
You know that beating that you block?
Yes.
My brand new wristwatch.
Broke. Yeah.
I still have the mark.
The mark on you. Not just trust, we shall know this.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
I'm Moses, calling from Bagada.
Moses from Bagada. Moses, I have a feeling your story will be similar to mine.
when I was still young, there are plenty of memories anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I see all this laugh of today is my mother sent me a message to just go and get rice for her down the street.
Simple instruction.
And,
hello?
Simple instruction. I'm saying, go on.
So, at that time, 1,000 naira, it's like just new note, like the highest currency.
Okay.
So, it's still very new. She sent me with the money.
Okay.
Just a few minutes away from the house.
And you lost
the
money.
I just lost the money.
Hey!
I could not go back home.
What are you going back home to do?
You just sit down there and start crying.
There's nothing I can explain to her. Thank God for that night, and my daddy came home that night.
Should I be
Why are we like this?
All right, a couple of messages here quickly before we have to move. Back in the day in Surulere, me and my friends would go fishing. We would scoop loads of tadpoles from stagnant trees, and we would take bucket full of tadpole home. My mom would shout at us, "No be fish be this now. Now frog." You didn't know. What's up, Lagos? My childhood memory is playing biro game on the table before the morning assembly. Did you guys remember playing real football, Konami, with Nokia C5 Thompson from Surulere? Yes, we do. Please mention the winner of... Okay, this one. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please try to always remember to announce the winner of the treasure hunt. From when? Yeah, that's true. We'll do that. Thank you so much for reminding us. All right, we got time. We got a few seconds before we have to keep quiet a bit.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that we have time to take another call because we have just 25 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
But when we come back on the other side of the clock, we'll be talking more about these fun memories. I have too many of them. I have the greatest ones and I have the bad ones.
I'll tell you guys one that you guys have to promise not to tell anybody.
Yeah, I promise. I'm the first promise.
Okay, I take your promise. Yeah. But you guys have to tell me that we won't tell anybody because I have political ambition. I don't want to stop contesting now and they just bring the story up.
We believe you.
All right,
we got to go. We'll see what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't forget, you can also join the conversation on social media on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. What is your fondest childhood memory? Share with us, we'd like to know.
right, it's still What's Up Lagos. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? 11:02 on the clock, and we're doing this till 12 noon, where we'll bring you a major bulletin. We're asking you, what is that famous, that childhood memory you will not forget in a hurry? All right, we're having so many. We've got lots of messages here, and we have the winners. We have Treasure Hunt, not winners. We got a message you sent that on Friday.
We've not answered.
We've not given you the name of those, that one, but we'll be dropping that subsequently. But right now, Treasure Hunt, get ready to make money.
All right, we're all the hunters, because today's treasure hunt is a photo of the outgoing NFF president on our WhatsApp Lagos, on WhatsApp Lagos, I beg your pardon. So you need to download Nigeria Info's mobile app. That's the only way you can participate. We have free money for you. It's Monday, the start of the week. Mm-hmm. Money for lunch, money for transports, money for whatever. Okay, so the photo of the outgoing NFF president is today's treasure on WhatsApp Lagos. Go find it anywhere on our Nigeria Info mobile app. And of course, you could win 5,000 Naira if you find it first. So once you see it, click on it, fill the details and submit. Don't forget, the fastest finger wins. And we will not forget to announce the winner today. We promise. Cross our hearts. Okay? Let's do this. Stretch, I don't like you.
I do not like you.
You
know, I love you.
I do not like you. Okay. Let's go back to our fond childhood memories.
Fond childhood memories. Which one would you share with us? I told you I was going to share something. I'm not confident people will not see. This one is really, really to my heart. Okay, there was this girl I liked in primary school.
I knew it.
Her name was Edith, right?
You started early.
Liked. I didn't say eloped.
You started early.
You didn't like any man.
No. I didn't even know what that was.
Okay.
I still don't know what that is.
Liars go to the bakery. All right. So we sat together. Everybody would just keep seats. We'll sit together. And there was this day, noisemaker list. Those people that used to write noisemaker list. Are you in the National Assembly now?
Exactly.
Have you made it in
life? Are you timekeeping or something?
Are you now the vice president? You read those
days. Or Speaker of the House.
They flogged me for your sake.
I will find you.
So they always would put my name, not like Mary. I never used to make that much noise. I just made some little noise.
Who believes you?
Nobody. So they then pointed me out and they were about to flog me. And Dickie, my main man, was telling me I should go there. I should not cry because of Edith. So they flogged me. 6 wonderful strokes. Mr. Nwachukwu, God will judge you. And this man knows how to flog you, and he came the same place, you know. He would do 6 strokes and he'd be there. So I came out after the flog, I didn't cry. But when I was coming back, I noticed that my cheeks were wet.
Ah.
My shirts, water.
Oh, you were crying, poor baby.
I was weeping.
Poor baby. And you whopped in front of your boo.
You know this type of tears that comes from your conscience? Was just rolling there. Grr, grr, grr.
And you couldn't help it.
And I had a smile on my face.
But I'm not crying.
I'm weeping. So from that was the last day Edith talked to me. Oh. And that man took my woman in primary 3.
Shame on you.
That's
what your parents sent you to school to do, to look for a woman.
No.
You don't have shame.
We were supposed to be together.
We belong together. All right. We got messages
to read. This one says, I was a village boy. Mine was eating after school. It was so fun. We used to eat bushmeat daily after school. We arranged for hunting. This exercise made us free from crime and vices, as we're always kept busy hunting for bushmeat. At what age? Okay, this one says, another one is, okay, you sent one already. Yeah, okay. Good morning, Marianne and Stretch. My childhood memories were first, there is this sandal called Kito, yeah?
I wore that.
If you don't have it as a child, you never belong. Secondly, we made kite with nylon, yes, thread,
yes.
And broom. Yes.
Yes.
Come to my street, you will see kites hanging on pole wires. It was so much fun. You need to see how he competed for whose kite flies the most. Another one, my dad usually gives us 10 naira each to school. I buy rice, 2 naira. Naira, may your soul. May your soul. Beans, 2 naira. Spaghetti, 1 naira. Egungun, 2 naira. 1 naira, 1 pocket. 3 naira. Okay, 1 pocket, 3 naira. It was so much fun and cheap to eat in that period. Oh, good morning. My childhood memory was is we a carving a okay carving a wood from carving canoe from wood during the rain, but the canoe in the gutter, oh God, will flow on water. Then we go to the end and see whose canoe came
so
up
first.
Yeah,
so it's a paper. Okay, we put, paper canoe. Especially when it rains. So we just, you know, we fold it into a canoe and then put it on the water.
If I say this one, people will not believe me. When we to come back, we trek back from school. When it starts raining, we remove our school uniform and put aside the bag so that rain will not beat it. Then walk home with pants.
Okay, you, we're really ghetto.
Whatever. Nonsense.
You were really ghetto.
What's up, Lagos? I remember playing real football multiplayer with my classmates that year on Nokia 2700. And one time, Marianne wrote my name on noisemakers list when I know day class. She say I look like somebody that made the noise. Man, I cry you, Will.
It wasn't
from
me.
Lagos.
Honey, I went to an all-girls school. I do not know you, Wills.
It's not your Marianne now.
Hey, it must have been somebody else because I went to an all-girls school.
So you don't
Catholic
know what,
school.
You know, so it's when I grew up, I realized that so instead of us shooting from getting wet, you risk pneumonia.
It's just
remove that
because
clothes.
You see there are things that are very comely to you as a child. It makes so much sense
my
as a
uniform,
child. And then you now grow up and you're like,
get
I
wet.
Was really stupid.
So fold the uniform, put inside the bag. Remove your singlet, put inside the bag. Sometimes your shorts, if your pants was nice, put inside the bag. Then carry your bag, wearing your sandals and walking home in the rain.
It's
then
crazy.
When you get some, my clothes are dry. I didn't get my clothes.
My mother would beat you.
My mother beat me all the time.
She will beat you.
Who told
after
you?
Beating, they will now rub, put rub on your chest and your body.
And she's rubbing when she's beating. I will not touch it till the father comes back, but she has already beaten you.
My mom always beat me. My dad never. I remember secondary school. Stupid things that we did as children. So my JSS2 government took over
the schools
from
to
the missionaries
it, to make it better.
So JSS2 and SS1 we're now going to afternoon school.
Okay.
So one of those days, because when they give you transports, if it's in the morning, your parents will make sure that you go to school. They drop you off and then give you transport
but
to come
afternoon.
Home. But afternoon school, they have gone to work, so you go by yourself.
Anytime.
I used to go to. I leave home early, but I will put the money in my pocket because I liked Agidi Jollof.
Oh, that one has those bones.
I know. And I will put the money in my pocket and be checking. One day, now one day.
And they caught you.
My grandmother was going to Women's Fellowship,
and she saw you trekking after they gave you money to enter. Vaguely jealous.
They stop and carry me.
Okay.
And drop me in the school. I know I've died in. Because by the time I go home, my mother will pummel me. And yes, I did get the beating.
0700-993-993-993. Let's share this generation now. That's what's your famous childhood memory?
When I played the Xbox, my father bought me the tab.
You guys don't go out. You guys.
You didn't know they don't even play outside.
They don't even know anything
they
about
play
outside.
Inside the house.
They lock you. They give you one screen. You're looking at it, touching flat screen, moving it from here to there, checking sites you're not supposed to check. And we grew up, you did not. All right, 0700-993-993-993. Share your best childhood memories. Let's find
even
out.
The ones that are not the best, all the bad things that you did, we'd like to hear it.
Let's hear it.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
what's up,
Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me and Stretch, we have not eaten. We only ate and we are going on bread. Please.
Good morning. What's your name, sir?
I'm Joseph, my name.
All right, Joseph, please share with us.
That childhood memory, I will not forget when we used to carry cannel and corn.
Cannel and corn.
Cannel and corn.
Oh, yes. In your pocket, Abby?
It's inside your pocket.
Yes,
oh,
now.
Inside your pocket.
Oh, God. Oh. Chikwa.
After coming back from school, we'll go to hunt.
Sorry about that.
Cannel and corn.
So what I know is coconuts and corn.
No,
like the ones the boiled, they put it together. They used to put it in like a
One is roasted corn, you then peel it off and pour it inside your pocket. You won't be eating it from the cob. And you mix it with palm kernel. So if you put it inside your pocket, you get some cannel and some corn, put inside your mouth.
Oh, okay, that's different. That's the
That's classier. Yeah, I know. Can you?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey.
Sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Basunueko.
Basunueko. Stretch to life.
I'm like your own.
Yeah, okay,
I just remember it now.
Okay.
This is Sule from Aboru.
Sule, go ahead.
Mm. There is one day, this is not make up a thing.
Mm.
Hey, my brother, that I was so stubborn in my primary school.
Mm.
You know what they did to me? One teacher, he said, Musa, I will never forget in my life.
Mm.
They back me up, they give me 50 stroke on my button.
50?
They even pour water on it, They took it in water.
Thank God.
They gave me 50 strokes in my buttocks. You know what? The next 7 days, my nuts started peeling.
Your buttocks, darling. Bum, you can't say that on the radio.
All these rough edges was coming out of my bum bum. I couldn't see that.
Sorry.
I could not see that in my nuts was...
But look at you today. You're a successful man. Saying some substances on radio.
You can't say that on the radio, sir. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
This one is in staccato.
Stretch
to life.
I don't show bread on this morning. I don't show bread on Akara.
Okay,
my name is Ifani. I'm calling from Ikeikoyi.
Ikeikoyi. Is it
my childhood? Don't make up your mind.
My childhood memory that I would never forget was, you know these street dogs?
Yeah.
So, I and the brother went for a video in church, and it's very close to the house. So, there's this particular man, because we're dozing off, so he just keep, pinching us, as in to wake us up. So, we got angry and decided to leave that night. We decided to go home.
Okay.
So, on coming out the street, we noticed that a dog's around. So, me and my other brother were trying to be careful, but when those dogs pursue us, oh God, I could not imagine myself how I got into the church back, and I could not sleep till the next day in the morning. I was praying seriously.
You let this dog die.
Say bingo. Bingo. Bingo is me.
You know, in the village, the names of dogs are similar. There's Jimmy. There's Pierre. There's one dog in my village. Pierre. 72 dogs will appear.
I'm sure that if you said bingo anywhere, you have like 1 million bingos.
Bingo.
Bingo seemed to be the community dog.
Village dog.
But we got some more messages. Let's read some more messages and then we'll go back to the phone lines.
All right, good morning. What a nostalgic moment we're having here. Nero Cello from Ogudu. Nero, I agree with you completely. All right, what's up, Lagos? This one just said, what's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos, to you too. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? I can't forget days where we used to wear a pant called Gap. And we wear it and ride tire and move around the street. Yes, life was free then.
It's beautiful.
What's up, Lagos? Kelvin from Festac. My childhood days were so awesome. I was the fastest runner the whole of the 2nd and 4th Avenue. Was the best footballer also. I remember watching Super Red, Jimbo, Inspector Gadget, Voltron, etc. No childhood anymore. Just last week, I made 2 kites for my nephews and nieces. You needed to see the surprise and joy on their faces.
Does this really exist?
When they flew them for hours. You see?
See, these kids don't even have any opportunity to have fun.
Inside the ass.
Ah.
All right, good morning, Nigeria Info. I remember my childhood days experience. One day, myself and my 2 siblings saw a new school bag with our neighborhood friend. We ran with excitement to go and inform our grandmother since we came on holiday to her. At first, she agreed. Later, she went and lodged a complaint to her aunt who beat us. Advised us not to be covetous again.
Uh-huh.
We learned our lesson the hard way from Florence Isherio Lofin. Please don't forget to mention the name of We Will.
Calm down.
Relax now. All right, good morning. What's up, Lagos? I can't forget the days where we used to wear. Okay. Hey, Henshaw from Ajay, I just added your name to that. Thank you, Henshaw. So, wearing underwear and walking on the street was not a big deal.
Nobody found us because you were a child. Nobody really cared about
children
that.
Kids
would make fun of
and
you.
And now even when the rain used to fall, some people went all
I'm not even gonna lie. I was
naked.
I got into uni my first year. If it rains, I still go outside to play.
Yeah, we used to.
No, but not outside. Like outside my
house. Outside, inside.
In the backyard. I like it. Do you know how it feels when the rain pours directly on your head? Like from, if you go to that part of the roof where the water comes out, like a pop up.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Oh. Where the main.
Oh my god.
All the tributaries meet there. And it's so
growing up was
cold.
So fun.
And someone says you today are flying drones, not kites. Statesman from Ilefe Ekpele.
Drone. Please, tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. Yes, on Twitter. And please use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. What is your fondest childhood memory? We'd like to hear from you. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Are you in the bathroom?
Charge to life.
Are you in the bathroom?
No.
Wait,
you just moved in.
Go ahead. Let's see if we can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
It's echoing like you're in the toilet. It is well. All right, go ahead.
Okay.
Morning.
Why is it that we can hear you? Please turn off your radio so we can have this conversation.
It's echoing. When you move in fully, call us.
It looks like there's nobody joining.
Just moving this stuff. I just tried to bring my fridge out.
No
my
joke,
rug.
We do. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, Lagos!
Hey, stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning. Straight on there. Marianne.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Ekene.
Ekene? All right, Ekene, tell us. Share with us. Go ahead.
You guys are professional noise makers.
We like it. We're getting paid for it.
During my days, when we were kids, we would go out to play, but they would tell us to come back on time.
Yes.
We would play and forget ourselves around 6 o'clock.
Hey.
Then everybody would start going one by one. By that time, we don't say don't fuck up.
You don't mess then up. The only way
can you can't use yourself, those words on air, please.
The only way to bear yourself is to gather like 5 or 6 of firewood and then take it home.
And that's what you went to look
to
for.
To appease the gods. All right.
Thank you for calling.
Joy Forever on Twitter here says that we used to go to the farm in the evening to go to the river and fetch water, fish and swim till our eyes will become red.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know that those days, if you come home and your eyes are red, you're
where did you go to? Where are you coming from?
Yeah.
I didn't swim more. Who asked you if you
swam? Who asked you?
I didn't
Joy, your message
swim.
Just disappeared. I'm sorry. I was trying to get to the end of that message, but it disappeared. So I'm sorry.
That's Joy Forever again. I think that's
okay. That's Joy Forever. Okay, yeah. So she says, we'll swim till our eyes will turn red. We played table soccer, football, mark lines, and box on the ground and play 10-10.
Oh, 10-10.
Steal to buy kuli kuli.
And Okin biscuits.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Yes. Thank you so much, Joy, for that tweet. Wow. Okay.
Okin biscuits. I know biscuits is have pepper inside. It tasted and very hard.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry, call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Stretch to life.
Whatever. What's your name?
Please tell me
from the
All
Hi,
right.
Kelvin. Good morning.
Ah, my childhood memory, man.
Literally.
I think we're the only one that had color TV in the neighborhood. I think we're the only one that had color TV in the neighborhood.
Wow.
Oh, everybody must have been coming to your house then.
To watch Voltron, to know God, it was fun. You know, something happened of recent. I went to my dad's house with my son. So my dad had this TV. He parked it somewhere. Yeah. Those TV would be back. Then my son saw it, was like, Dad, what is this?
Wow.
I don't look at him like this TV. You're like, are you serious?
We don't blame him. He came to see flat screen.
That's hilarious. That's all. Say, Dad, what's this? This box.
It really does look like a box.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kelvin.
You know, a telephone. The telephones we used to have then.
Funny.
When you show them now, they'll start pressing it.
What are you saying? I know this one is not a kid, a teenager that was saying,
what's this thing?
This thing used to call somebody.
We used to even tap it. We'll tap when my father locks the phone. We'll tap it now. Just press the number. If you make a mistake.
Oh, God, your own had the numbers. Ours was the.
No, no, I'm saying that. Yeah, they turn around. They lock it. So you, even as it is locked, you can still tap a call. 88405.
Well, children of good parents.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Stretch to life. Everything crispy.
Everything good. Today is still voting on Super Ted on my two phones.
I know.
Voting on Super Ted. Yes. Oh.
Voting on Super Ted.
Oh, God.
My problem moment was my primary three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I will need to tell this story to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I stole 10 naira.
You stole 10 naira?
Nah. I go 10 naira. I couldn't spend it all in school. It was the change that made them to cash me at home.
Hey.
The wicked aspect of it that they knocked the gift to me. Reset my brain till this. That knocks the ring on my head.
You never steal ever anything that's not yours. You never touch it.
10 naira.
Hey. Not, but 10 naira is like
kokoro
what?
Kokoro is so nice. I love it.
10 naira. We had
to eat it.
Yes, now.
I live there on Lagos Island.
God. That 10 naira. That 10 naira.
You could chatter kokoro for
me. No value again.
Hey.
My brother and sister. Nigeria was fit then, but now.
It is good very night. Well.
Oh, good. It is well. No, but sincerely, I mean, I love kokoro. You know, that's what I used to call kulikuli until.
Ah, no.
Yes. For me, it was kulikuli because I felt it was kulikuli. But then, of course, as I grew up, I realized that it was. I loved it. And then let me tell you my favorite candy when I was growing up, Babadudu.
Babadudu.
I love Babadudu. Oh, my God.
Me, I can mention the name of the brand because it doesn't exist anymore. Goody Goody.
Goody Goody was good.
Oh my God. Then instead of doing another type after that time, one other goody goody that was like goody goody light.
It wasn't so good.
But really speaking, when we're saying all these things, don't think.
I know, like Super Ted, I can still remember the voiceover before the main show starts. Yeah. You know, a teddy was thrown into a dark store, and then Mother Nature came and gave it superpowers, and that became Super Ted. Oh God, I feel old. Oh, let's go back to the phone line. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Come on. Let's do this.
My name is Moses.
No.
And so, Moses, say what's up, Lagos. Oh, yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
Moses, we're going to ban you from this show.
He's an accountant.
I'm calling for Shibiri, Lagos.
Okay,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Moses.
So when I was small and going to school, I'm a Frenchman, I don't go to English school.
Okay, bonjour,
comment ça va?
Bien merci, et vous?
Ça va, je vais très bien.
Okay, let's not go further.
Oui, je comprends français.
Don't do.
Bonjour. We are stubborn in class. Where we are school that time. We are stubborn. So I'm putting Gary inside my pocket.
Yes.
Three boys
All right.
So there's one girl, we just we toast ourselves. Both teachers say we beat our teacher, class teacher say.
Okay, we have to go. We have to go. Unfortunately, that's the time that we have.
Thank you guys. We'll be back tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Up next is Energy Solutions. I'm Mary Anacon, MIMIEYO on social media.
I'm Stretch Cool and Stretch Original, Instagram and Twitter. I'll take you to